This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sour Body by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The phone lines are off the hook right now. Wake up call 404-726-0929. Allie, before we get to the wake up calls, I want to give you the floor because you were shaking your head so hard that I thought your head was going to spin off your shoulders a minute ago as I finished up my top five list for Outkast. I don't know what your deal is. And look, I have no problem with you coming in here kind of rattling the cage of everybody a little bit, but it's a pretty flawless list, I must say.
The thing is, though, Bo and I were talking about it when you stepped out of the studio.
Y'all were consulting behind my back?
You're not from Atlanta.
Can't even go. How dare you?
You got his carpool, bro.
This is Pensacola.
It's a Pensacola
top five. I chose to live here. Which is even better.
I mean, that gives you a little bit of credit, but I grew up in Duluth, and you missed the way you move on your outfit.
Okay. I get it. Okay. But what are we taking off? It's not a top six list. I didn't miss it. It just simply got voted out. There's no other way to go about it. It just got voted. It didn't make the cut. It's top five Tuesday, not top six Tuesday, not top 12, not top 13. There's top five. All right. And the way you move simply didn't make the cut over. Check this out. AT Aliens. Check that out. How about that? All right. Fair enough. Let's get.
It's more that you have songs like Hey Ya in there, dude.
Dude, it's not. That's like one of their best songs. That's probably I bet Hey Y'all's number one on their list.
Mike, you did like the top 40, top five Outkast songs.
Whatever. Dylan, what's up?
As an ATL-ian, I will say Roses should have been in there. At least over Hey Ya.
See?
At least over Hey Ya, Roses
y'all
should have been
but
in there.
But y'all aren't removing it. Like
I said over Hey Ya.
Hey Ya is so mainstream. Stop. We want to be like Atlanta focused.
Oh, y'all are like the cool kids that knew about him first. Shut up.
We're not the cool kids.
Tabernacle.
We're the kids that just listened to their albums. We didn't listen to them on the radio only.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines. And I know some of you guys keep weighing in on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. Allie's got your tweets lined up for just a second. Let's go to Eric in Alpharetta. Eric, what's up, man? Good morning. Hope you're enjoying the show.
I was enjoying the show, Mike. Come step in my office real quick.
Oh, no!
Come step in my office,
no!
Man.
Look here. Bro!
Look here. I understand the mainstream stuff, man, but when you talk about Outkast, you got to be thorough.
Okay?
All right. So, quick list of my top five, no particular order. Right. We have Crumbling Herb. We have Southern Playalistic.
Okay.
We have... Hootie Hoo. Hey, Hootie Hoo. We got to have Hootie Hoo. Yeah, we got to have... And then we got to have 13th Floor.
Okay.
And then we got to have Babylon. We have...
Bro, you didn't even...
Like, we got to have...
So none of my top five made your cut. You're like completely replacing my top five.
That's their mainstream stuff, man.
Okay.
And we can appreciate that. But when we talk about the dirty stuff, when you talk about ATL, when you're talking about Outkast, you gotta name some of the more album cuts, you know, not the mainstream stuff.
Man.
Solid list, but hey, you know, they had some stuff that had you thinking, you know, more than just the Hey Ya's and the the popular stuff.
All right, fair enough. I appreciate you calling in, Eric. I don't think you can replace the whole, like, come on, the whole
but
list.
But he just did.
I know. Let's go back to the phones real quick. Let's go talk to our buddy Phil over in Madison. Phil, what's up? Good morning, man.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. I want to hit couple, three things real quick. So I'm going to rush a little bit. Number one, welcome to Miss Allie Mack.
Thank you.
I'd like to be the first inductee into Allie's Army.
Oh! Yes! Welcome! Welcome!
No point, point, point.
And,
and
because I'm first, that means I'm a sergeant, which means I'm the first sergeant.
Fair enough,
there
Phil.
We go.
Fair enough.
Kirk Cousins, I think he can stay with the Falcons. I'd rather have the most complete quarterback room because things happen even for a few games.
They do.
Than the thinnest.
Yep.
And then my kids can beat me in just about anything. So can my wife. But as an old guy, I can out-nip the lotto. Give me 5 minutes and I can be out.
There you go. There you go.
Y'all have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate you. Dylan, let's get one more call, and then I want Allie to get some tweets because I know there's some feedback on Twitter. Let's go to Squid Billion, our friend Squid Billion up in Dallas, Georgia. What's up, dude?
Morning, everybody. Morning, Elder Squid.
Sir.
Allie, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Happy to have her.
Absolutely. I wanted to address Cousins first. Look, I'm fine with him being there. That was the plan. The plan was for him to be here for 2-3 years. I think he has stuff he can teach Penix. I think it's fine. And, you know, I don't think the front office has been scrambling to make a trade at all. You know, let somebody else come to them and give them an offer they can't refuse. I'm here for it. When it comes to my wife, she can outdo me in archery. She did archery growing up.
I'm sorry, what? Like bows and arrows?
Bow and arrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
She
shoots
bow?
In our backyard.
Wow.
Is it a compound bow or?
I didn't see that one.
No. That's weak.
Yes.
She's a real archer.
There you go.
When it comes to more of the classic combine stuff, you know, I'm at an advantage because she's got like an autoimmune illness. So I don't know if that's much of a brag. But, She works hard when she's behind the camera doing family photos and newborn photos, Elder Squid. Yeah. I'll tell you this. She can even make a member of Mike's Mafia look good. That's
a
good
thing. Whoa!
Yes.
Big pause. Big pause. No. We're not going that route, man. Appreciate the phone call, Squid Billion. I didn't think that we would – I was trying to think of the word quiver, you know, the thing that holds your arrows behind it. Quiver. So I was like, I didn't think we'd get there during the show. Allie, the socials are going off right now, you said.
Yeah, Tish wrote in. She said that her husband is better at chess than she is.
Ooh. Interesting.
I would think my husband's probably better at chess
smoke
than
my wife
me
in chess. I can tell you right now.
She is cool with Cousins being on the roster.
Love it.
No problem. Yeah. And then she also said, side note, Mike, Elevators is the best Outkast song.
Dude, I don't like, okay.
Elevators is a phenomenal song.
I would not think I'd be attacked like this. Although I'm not shocked.
First off, Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music is also something, you know, that album was phenomenal.
Say that three times fast.
Hey, you know, Mike, I'm going to push back on you could beat Lindsay at chess. Chess is a game of strategy, and there's no way you're better at strategy than Lindsay.
She would admit that. Look, she can smoke me in a lot of different stuff. Sprint's, you know, probably being one of them, but I don't know about chess.
You know what Amy beats me at, like a drum, is when we go to the clubhouse sometimes and they have music trivia, like music bingo.
Oh, yeah.
Amy is like off the charts phenomenal.
Yeah, wife would definitely smoke me at music trivia without a doubt. Without a doubt. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, what's going on? Good morning.
Mike Mafia. Whoa, what's up, player?
Tell Allie's Army to sit
down. What's happening? You know. Hey, man, so look, I'm going to say this. There's no problem with Kirk Cousins still being here.
Exactly.
Like I just told Dylan, I look at it as insurance. You know, if there is anything, you know, happens to Penix, then we're good. We have a solid backup that can come in and carry things on the shoulders and, you know, continue on. The other thing is, my son can dust me at running. Last year was my son's first year of football, and I didn't realize how fast the kid was.
How old is
he? We're going into year. He's seven. He's seven, dude. So we're in the second year of football now. We're in flag football. And last week, he ran a kid down from all the way across the field. So I'm standing there and just jaw-dropping. I'm just like, it was like a cartoon when he jets off and leaves his shoes in one place and the smoke just pew. I'm like, what in the heck? So the fact that I tore my Achilles in October, yeah, dad's not running. I'm not jumping. I'm not doing anything. So you know what? I'll take the dusting, and I'm good with that, and I'm fine with that. Right. So, yeah, that, and he probably can beat me at some Fortnite. I don't know how he's going to do this stuff. But.
Appreciate the phone call, man. And, you know, look, the allegiances have started pouring in. Let's get another phone call really quick. Tony from Ackworth. Tony, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Hey, yeah, Tori up in Ackworth. Hey, the one thing I can't beat my kid in is also running. But my daughter's 13, thought I could beat her. We had a UGA game. I said, let's sprint from pole to pole. 5 steps in, almost pulled a hamstring. Had to act like a car. As I was in the Army, I'm going to be on Allie's Army as well.
Oh, yeah. And, what is going on?
Listen, I'm from Georgia. You can't have an outcast song. Without including players ball, it represents Georgia, Atlanta, everything, dude. And Rosa Parks. You can take anything else out. Hey, or whatever. and then lastly, keep Kirk Cousins. That's being smart, man. Don't be emotional. Wait till you find something for him and never know what will happen. So now you're safe.
There you
appreciate
go,
it.
Appreciate you, Tori Mike, from Ackworth. That's a straight up Dylan's error.
Mike, we are absolutely seeing people after the draft come back down because they've seen this team address needs, and now they're like, okay.
Thinking sensibly.
Yeah.
Sensibly.
Yeah.
We're also thinking with little sense right now. There's a couple people that I think have jumped ship and have headed to Allie's Army. I don't know how to feel about this. Let's get one more phone call. Hey, let's go to Chef and Gwinnett. Chef, what's up, man? Good morning.
Hey, Mike, Mafia.
Let's go. Let's finish on a strong note.
Let's go.
I'm tired of it.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Amy, welcome to the team. Hey. Appreciate the new voice on the radio. You know.
Happy Court to have
Chop, welcome to the team. You'll be there soon, too. But listen, man, Outkast is there for life, man. It don't matter what you put in your top five. You can't go wrong
exactly.
with it. I'm bobbing my head to everything you
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Me and my wife can beat me at, and I'm an executive chef. She can still cook better than me, and I went to school for 8 years for this.
Bro.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Appreciate the phone call, Chef. And we do have to get a break, but I did not expect a chef to call in and say my wife can cook better than me. That's interesting, man. Nonetheless, appreciate you guys weighing in on the socials. Continue to get at us. We'll try to get to some later on the show. We do have to go to break right now, though, because on the other side, we are going to visit with our good buddy, friend of the show, Joe Person. He's going to talk to us about the NFC South draft. And look, a lot of people saying Carolina came away with an A+. Might have had the best draft in the NFL. We'll talk to him on the other side about that. Stick with us. It's Mike, Dylon, Squid, Allie's Army in the house. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift rolling on. Here it's 8:23. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the show, enjoying the ride in, feeling the good vibes out on 285. Even though I came under more fire than maybe I ever had in the 2+ year history of the show. I'm going to blame Allie's Army for that.
Outcast is sacred.
I know. I thought it was like a literal bulletproof top five, and y'all are just off the top rope on me.
It would have been had you not screwed it up so bad.
They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, all right? It's not as simple, though, as going to Spotify, all right? Some of you guys are doing that, especially
Well, no,
Bo.
You just went top 40 playlist, Outcast.
No, I didn't. Right. Anyway, we got to respect the time of our good buddy Joe Person. Look, Carolina Panthers beat writer and reporter for The Athletic, Joe Person, joins us. And Joe, look, man, I'm just going to put it out there real quick, and I don't know if you're an Outkast fan or not, but I did a top five list of Outkast songs a second ago, and the amount of hate that is pouring in on the socials, and from my own co-host, man, it's a little bit off the top. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'd probably lean with your colleagues on this one, but I'm not going to hate, though.
Unbelievable. Anyways, man, hopefully the hate I'm getting about the list is not what Carolina's getting. I got to tell you, and we'll start with this, Joe. My co-host Squidbilly and I have been kind of standing on the table for Nick Skorton because we thought, okay, Nick Skorton might be there at 46, which was going to be the Falcons' second pick. They get rid of that and trade up, and they get James Pierce. Now we're having to eat a little bit of crow, I'll be honest, because now, come football season, we're going to be like, you know, a little bit overrated, not as good as people think. But Nick Skorton seems to be a home run. Talk to me about the Carolina agenda after the first pick. They kind of did the same thing the Falcons did, and they double up on Edge.
Yeah, it's funny because I think there's some Panther fans that are going to look at Jalen Walker and say, well, wait a minute, that was the guy I wanted in Charlotte at the number 8 pick. But, yeah, it was an interesting talking to Dan Morgan after the draft, the general manager here. I really understood the plan a little better. And basically, they wanted to come out of the first 2 days with what they felt was a difference-making receiver and a difference-making edge. And they just thought, you do that in the first round, you do it in the second, you know, and Jalen certainly was in the mix at 15, or excuse me, at 8. And but they thought the drop-off at receiver as you got into the second day was more steep than the drop-off at edge. So they take Teteroa McMillan at 8, which surprised some folks. Around here, I had put out Thursday afternoon that I was hearing a lot of momentum for him, and that he was a guy. If they were going to take an offensive guy, it was going to be him. So I had tweeted that. So it wasn't a shock, but a bit of a surprise given this team's defensive needs. But then to your question about Skorton, they turn around in the second round, they trade up just a few spots from 57, I think it was, to 51. They get Skorton. I did not know a ton about him because I had just thought it was going to be an edge rusher at 8. And so, I mean, I did some work on Skorton, but what I've been impressed with him is that, yes, he can rush the passer. Yes, he's strong, bull rusher. It's got a nice spin move. But he also can hold up against the run. Like, he can set the edge. And so it's feeling more and more like this team is going to move on from Jadeveon Clowney and kind of his high salary and kind of the veteran presence that maybe this young team trying to build kind of a rebuild culture, it might not be the best fit. And so Clowney's their best edge setter. And so getting Nick Skorton to do those two things, I think it was pretty good value where they took him in the second round.
So clearly the wide receiver room was the agenda. Why do you think it was so important for this to be the focal point?
Well, and it's interesting. If Bryce Young had not finished the season on the upswing that he did, and obviously that was, you know, capped by the performance down in Atlanta week 18, then I don't know. You know, we might be having a whole different conversation. I mean, they might have been in the market for a quarterback. But he did. He comes back from that benching. He played the best football of his, you know, two-year NFL career. And I think they were just like, you know, well, let's get this guy a weapon and another weapon. You know, that last year, late in the first round with the 32nd pick where they had traded up one spot to get into the end of the first round, they took Xavier Leggett. Leggett, kind of a struggle his rookie year. He dropped several passes. He dropped a touchdown pass in the end zone at the end of the Eagles game that probably would have won the game at Philadelphia, assuming their defense had held up for like the last 40 seconds. But so two things. So I think they felt like maybe Leggett was not going to be the number one guy going forward, that they needed a number one type guy. And then I think they like that they brought over a guy from the Chiefs organization front office last year named Brant Tillis, who's their caps and contracts guy. Spent 14 years with the Chiefs. And you guys will remember, I had to be kind of reminded, over especially in recent years, the Chiefs haven't been real big on paying receivers. They paid Tyreek and then traded him.
Good point.
And so I think this is part of it, too. The Panthers now have in Leggett, McMillan, and then an undrafted free agent last year played really well, Jalen Coker. They have three cost-controlled young receivers to kind of grow old, so to speak, with Bryce Young, and we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, Joe, I was laughing when you guys took Tetteroa McMillan because I said, hey, there we go. Jalen Walker is supposed
to go there.
He might fall. Look, they're screwing this up. And then you guys crushed the draft. I love almost everything you did with Scorton. I say you, like the Panthers. I know you didn't draft him. You know, Princely, Umami Ellen, I think it's a great pick. But the Trevor Etienne thing is another weapon. And now you pair him with a guy like Chuba Hubbard who is really coming to his own. And if I'm not mistaken, they just gave him another contract. This offense is not just loaded at receiver. Joe, Bryce Young has help everywhere, including in the backfield. What is their run-pass combination looking like in this Dave Canales offense? Because I know that it was one thing he didn't really necessarily get going in Tampa Bay, but now it is roll. It has a chance to get rolling here in Carolina is the run game.
Yeah, that's a great point. And they did extend Chuba Hubbard last fall, you know, before he was going to hit free agency, took care of him during the season. And he's the power back. And now you start having adding a guy like Etienne, who's a little shiftier, probably a little more straight ahead speed, and also that gives you that dimension to have a receiving threat out of the backfield. And so, yeah, Canales is he said this when he got here, we were all writing about, oh, he's the quarterback whisperer. Look what he did with Geno Smith in Seattle and Baker in Tampa. He's here to fix Bryce Young. And that was a big part of it. But then Dave Canales, like right from the jump, was saying like, yeah, you know, my first thing is getting the running game going. Like I am going. He said there were times last year, now 2 years ago, in Tampa that I was stubborn. Like we were not running the ball for crap, and I kept running it. And so it is a great point you make. And now they have Chuba. They have Etienne. Probably, to me, drafting Etienne too is kind of reflective of how kind of a bad choice they make at running back in 2024, where in the second round they take Jonathan Brooks at Texas. Great running back. I don't mind the kid at all. But coming off an ACL, and then sure enough, in that Phillies, that Eagles game I mentioned earlier in Philly, he tears the ACL again. And so I think Etienne is you know, certainly insurance, whether they think Brooks will ever, you know, be the same back again. So they definitely want to have the run pass combination and probably, you know, a little more run than pass. You know, last year they just got behind in so many games that it got a little out of balance, but that is what Canales wants to do.
Finishing up here with Carolina Panthers beat writer for The Athletic, Joe Person. Joe, we got 30 seconds left. I'm curious. I think this is the second draft in a row for Carolina. No offensive lineman taken. Obviously, they've done a lot of work through there in free agency. Specifically last year, I know they signed back Austin Corbett this offseason. Do you think that this offensive line continues to grow and can possibly become a strength? And how bad do they need it to with Bryce Young at quarterback?
Hey, I really like the guards they signed last year. I mean, at first it's like, whoa, they're paying a lot of money to Robert Hunt and Damian Lewis. But these two guys were outstanding, and they stayed healthy. They set the tone. Now, you know, they just picked up Ike Ekwonu's, you know, fifth-year option out of left tackle. He's been the one real kind of question mark, and I think – they were, you know, they didn't pick it up until after the draft. So I think there was a chance that depending on how things fell on the second day, they might have taken a left tackle and maybe they don't pick it up. But that's not how it went. I think to answer your question, I do think the offensive line can be a strength as a really, really big strength in the interior of that offensive line.
Yeah, love to hear it, man. Appreciate you hanging out with us. And obviously, I'm going to try to spend the next 6 months downplaying Nick Scorton to the Carolina Panthers, man. That's Joe Person, beat writer for the Carolina Panthers for the Athletic. So appreciate it, Joe.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and they had a good draft class, man. No two ways to slice it. They had a good draft class.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of Joe. Joe's a great source for Panther stuff, and clearly he understands a good question.
Yeah, but the celebratory smile on Bo's face when somebody says, "Yeah, that's a good question." He's like, yes. We are going to hit a little bit of Braves on the way back. I'm going to try to dodge the bullets I'm taking on socials right now, still over my Outkast top five list, and then we're going to get to a Life of Squid.
The defensive GOAT remembers his draft day, plus Shaq is headed back to college. Next, Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and?
The Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. So much fun. For the most part, I feel like I feel attacked. Shout out to anybody that's weighing in on the Twitter sphere. Appreciate you guys weighing in.
Attacked is not what you should feel. You should feel embarrassed and ashamed of your
yeah,
top
okay.
Five
well,
list.
Now I feel even more attacked. Thank you very much for your input on that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm here to help.
He tries to get under my skin. I'm not going to let it happen. I've drawn
a line. I'm trying
to
get under your skin. I'm trying to be honest and realistic.
New year, new me.
I consider you a friend, and in my friendships, I consider honesty the best policy. You have to be honest and real with your friends. If not, you're not a friend.
All right, look, just say Southern playlist at Cadillac Music three times fast. That's all I'm asking. One time, go for it now.
Southern playlist at Cadillac Music. Southern playlist at Cadillac Music. Southern playlist at Cadillac Music. Boom, baby.
If that's not on the show recap in the morning, I don't know what to tell you guys. That's it's classic radio.
You come at Squid, Nate. You squid. Come at Squid, Billy. You get the whole nation,
all
baby.
Right. Here we go. Look, I got to get a couple of you guys. Brandon Mincy, obviously weighing in. The Art of Storytelling, Spotty Oddie, Jazzy Bell. A lot of you guys weighing in and completely redoing, like not just switching one or two out. Our buddy Brave Dogs 478 says, Liberation, the whole world, the Art of Storytelling, Aquemini, Get Up, Get Out. Like some of you just completely erased my
Players
entire
ball.
Time. Yeah, dude, Mike. Like, it's crazy.
The best way you can take this is just as constructive criticism. Just take this as constructive criticism.
I guess
that's
the only way to go.
But yeah. I think it also shows, because they're getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, how beloved they are and how serious Touché. People take Outkast. And that's why the attacks are happening,
Touché.
Mike.
Touché. Also, like, I've never felt like an outsider on the show until today. You guys completely ousted me to – you threw me back across the state line.
I mean, you got three homegrowns going against you, man. So you had to come correct, and unfortunately, you know, you didn't come quite so correct.
Anyways, man, the Braves did come correct yesterday out in Coors Field. They're able to get another win. What is it now? 8 of the last 10? Am I making that number up?
Yes, they're 8-2. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They're 13-8 since starting 0-7.
Yeah, Allie brought it up this morning. What'd you call it? The House of Horrors.
It's like a haunted house. What Grant called it last night. Coors Field is a haunted house of ballparks. So
I don't. It hasn't quite so far this year been a haunted house for away teams because the Rockies are terrible. And I feel like Bo, that the Braves played that way last night. Like just don't beat ourselves. And Bryce Elder gives up the tater at one point. You're like, oh, here we go, the old Bryce Elder mode. But you've called the cavalry today. You called the nation to call out some of the people that always question Bryce Elder as a starter. Guys, and I'm with Bo on this, we got to remember what Bryce Elder is. Bryce Elder is not here to be a Cy Young candidate. All right? Bryce Elder is here to be a fourth or fifth starter. A.J. Smith-Shawver, I'm sure, will be in this fold at some point. We'll be talking about, you know, his starts and how well they can do and everything else. But right now, Bryce Elder, pitching against a 4-win team last night, was able to hold it down and get a quality start. So let's just keep that in focus here.
That's where it's at for me. I just feel there's a lot of clout chasing at other people's expenses, and it bothers me. And when you feel the need to pile jump on a guy who is started in the minors this year, if I'm not mistaken, and we know what he is, and you got to get on here and like just browbeat him every time he makes a mistake, it irritates me because he's not here, to your point, to be the ace. He's your fifth, and you really want him to be your emergency sixth starter. And, you know, I've not been told this, but it feels to me that the way A.J. Smith-Shawver started the season, because, you know, it's like you lose what? I think you use an option a year, so you can only use one option per season. So they send him down, and they can bring him back, and he's got options next year still, but, you know, you only use one this year on him. They're like, hey, go down and work on this pitch, and we think this is the key. You go work down there, and we can get by with Bryce Elder, and that's what they're doing. And, you know, they thought that Strider was coming back, so it would be easier. I have a feeling Smith-Shawver will be up at some point in this series to start because of maybe not wanting to do a bullpen game in at Coors Field. But you never know. But it just gets on my nerves that he's not a major league pitcher. And every time he starts and he gives up a freaking hit. I mean, it was out of the first inning. I know it was worst case scenario, but I hope you feel silly after that game. You know, because he did settle in and gave you. He had some 1-2-3 innings. He pitched out of some jams. But he is what he is. And do we have to just
It's real to me, damn it.
Do we have to, I mean, really, do we have to come up here and have an uproar every time the guy makes a mistake? I mean, grow the blank up.
Well,
I'm sick of it. I'm just over it.
Yeah, well, I'm as guilty as anybody at going into panic mode early and often. And I utilize Grant McCauley every time we have him on to try to calm me down because Grant is very even keel when it comes to the Braves. He's able to say, look, man, it's still April. The fact that you are looking at the opportunity, and I know the Dodgers will be in town this weekend, the fact that you were looking at an opportunity to possibly pull back to 500 before the end of April is nothing short of a miracle right now. It's nothing short of a miracle.
And this Dodgers team's not tearing it up. Yeah. I mean, they're not. They have struggled since that hot start. I mean,
great point. It's you don't feel like you're seeing prime Braves like right now. Like you're not. You know, I mean, it's not. You're not winning 10-0 every night. But they're doing some of the smaller things more correctly, and some of their better players. And we've talked about Ozzie Albies a number of times. Some of their better players still are not playing like you feel like they could probably play. So. It just hopefully they can get around to being that.
Yeah, but I think we're all feeling a lot better than how the season started.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going a lot better. We're seeing the wins coming through a lot more frequently. So the ship is turning.
And I think, look, and I think there is a mea culpa, a mincing of words when it comes to the Dodgers coming in town this weekend. Hopefully there's a little bit of a get-right series, but it's still a really good team as well, right? So hopefully you can dig deep. I don't know who's on the hill tonight. You mentioned it, Bo. I think this might be an A.J. Smith-Shawver move. I don't think anything's been announced yet.
Well.
So we'll see what happens with that.
It could be Ian Anderson. They could say, hey, you know what? They could say, blew it. You start it. Give us 2-3. Then we bring Ian Anderson in, and that maybe be their long relief. It could be Smith-Shawver. I just believe that there's something that they wanted him to work on and that they think he was close to and perfected, so they said to go down. We need to mention, too, the fact that Jared Kelnick has been sent down,
yep.
And they signed Eddie Rosario. Rosario was hitting from what I had heard and what I saw reported. It was playing pretty good in the minors as far as with his bat. And Eli White's been tearing it up. Eli White will be the starting right fielder for right now, and that's what they're going to do.
I'm fine with that
until Acuna gets back, and then I think it'll probably be a situation where they kind of use the hot hand between Verdugo and Eli White, and I'm okay with that too.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, man. Both those guys have filled in nicely, as have a number of the other pieces that you didn't expect to be a part of it. Verdugo, obviously. Do a lot of credit for what he's been able to do in a short time with this big league club. Because I got it. Listen, and I'll wear it. I got on a table 2 weeks ago, and I said, if y'all think that Alex Verdugo is going to come send this team on some kind of run, you've lost your mind. He's hitting 207 in Gwinnett. And sure enough, this guy, absolutely, I don't know what his record is in the big leagues, but it's pretty good. So I'll wear that one very proudly on the sleeve.
When he got here, it did start the tear. When he got here, it started the offense. You were able to do different things. You were able to move Michael Harris and Ozzie down in the lineup, So, Verdugo's been phenomenal. Sir Lucius got Gator Belts, Patty Melts, Monte Carlos, and Eldorados. I'm waking up out of my slumber feeling like Rolo, so follow. It's showtime at the Apollo. Hey, that was from your top five, Michael. That was so fresh and so clean, baby. The shirt.
We
Gator
talk
Belts,
for a
Patty
living.
Melts, Monte Carlos, and Eldorados.
We talk for a living, and there's been very few times I'm at a loss for words, but now is one of those.
Well, hey.
Now is one of those.
That's good because I gotta pump my boys at Baron Burton's, W Sauce Fire Shower, the Bloody Mary Mix, and always at the New Realm Brewing Owl Inn Lager. I had one yesterday after the walk. So to go for a walk, take an Owl Inn Lager, man. That's how we do it in at Casa de Squid. All right, we got a couple of things to get to. Hopefully I won't, get as much hate, deservedly so, like Mike did for his terrible Outcast top five. Allie brought up a story about Lawrence Taylor earlier, and Allie, remind us what the story was, I believe, between Abdul Carter and himself.
Yeah, Abdul Carter wanted to borrow his number, bring it out of retirement, and LT told him.
Borrow's a great word. Borrow is a great word.
LT told him, get a different number and make it famous.
No thanks, bro.
Do your own thing.
Well, it's funny because I bet you Abdul Carter's draft day was not the same as Lawrence Taylor's. Lawrence Taylor was recently asked, what do you remember most about being drafted into the NFL? And his answer was very LT-esque.
Donald, I don't remember too much. I had 41 Coors Lights, so I couldn't tell you.
You remember 41?
Yeah, I remember 41.
You remember 41, but you don't remember what happened.
I don't really remember what happened. I just know it was an exciting time, but it wasn't like this. You know, it was old school, and I wasn't in New York or anything. I just caught it on TV like everybody else. So,
did you get a phone call? You had your family around you?
I had my drinking buddies with me.
Drop the mic.
I mean, dude, the most LT answer ever.
It you know what's funny is, in a way, this reminds me of my dad. My dad is, when he drinks beer, he'll save the tab tops or the beer tops and put them in his pocket so that, like, 2 hours later, if somebody's like, "How many beers have you had?" He's like, "I don't know, let me count." So he'll pull them out of his pocket and start being like, "All right, I'm at 13. The fact that he can remember 41 and nothing else about his draft day other than 41, hilarious, bro. Love that. Well, I don't love it, but you know what I mean.
Well, I think that's what it is. That's what LT is kind of being known for, is his battles and his partying. There, you know, there's all kinds of LT stories out there. The funny thing is what, you know, I grew up with the NFL draft being one day, and it started at like 10 a.m., okay? So LT most likely started that morning drinking, and then when he got drafted, it went full rage. I mean, it was a full rager. And so I'm sure someone was like, "Dude, you know how many beers you drank last night?" He's like, "What, like 12, 14? They're like, 41! And he's like, "No
Almost
way.
Almost two cases. Oh, God.
It's just amazing. It's really crazy. A story that I never thought I would hear is Shaquille O'Neal is headed back to college, but not as a student. He is
going to LSU for something. Nope.
He is headed to Sacramento State, where I think you guys know this, that Mike Bibby is now the coach there.
Wow.
And he's headed back there to be the GM. So he's going to be basically their NIL guy.
Is this GM like in the way that Trae Young is?
Yes.
Okay.
And now him and Mike Bibby used to not get along. Because remember, those were the Kings-Lakers playoff series of the early 2000s that were very physical, very fun to watch. But Shaq's kid, Shakir, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, is playing there. So, yeah, he's going there to take over the Hornets. That's what their nickname is. That's what their name is there, to be that. So he's going to obviously invest in that program. I'm sure he'll put some money of his own and help pull in some advertisers and stuff. But it's just crazy how these guys are getting in and doing these things. And in basketball, it feels like the GMs are right. Within it, with college football, you're getting guys like Nick Polk, who used to run the cap part of an NFL team. With basketball, you're just seeing players and former players.
Well, you got Andrew Luck. I mean, and I will say, I think Sacramento State is the school that I think is headed for D1 football, if I'm not mistaken. They've had meetings on that front. So that'll be interesting to keep track of, man. But anything Shaq usually touches pretty much turns to gold. As a matter of fact, I'd like to have Papa John's right now. Like, I'm already craving Papa John's.
Is it 100 pepperonis?
I don't know. That's
Hut guy myself. Yeah.
Anyways, man, what a fun show today. Appreciate you guys hanging out. Hopefully you're staying safe. Keep us on the Odyssey app. Keep it plugged into 92.9 The Game. Allie, enjoyed it. Thank you so much. Bo, I'll talk to you later. All right. Stick with us here at Steakhouse is next. Got Sandy and Steak in the bullpen. Sports Radio, 92.9. Make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.